There's been a tentative welcome for the Australian government's announcement that it would contribute $200 million to the UN's climate fund. The catch is that the money will come from Australia's international aid budget. The announcement by the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop in Lima came on the same day that a coalition of aid groups implored the federal government not to cut the aid budget anymore. Australia's foreign aid budget has already been cut by $7 billion over the next 5 years, and the fear is that there could be more to come in the mini-budget. David Mark reports.
They came together in Melbourne to demand the federal government stop cutting foreign aid. A mass meeting of businessmen and women, the chairmen and CEOs of Australia's major aid organisations. And one by one, the likes of Gerry Houston, the former president of BP Australia and chairman of Plan Australia, George Savvides, the CEO of Medibank Private and chairman of World Vision Australia, and Simon McKeon, the former Australian of the Year, chairman of AMP and chairman of Global Poverty Australia, spoke out.
As someone who's worked internationally all my life, I find it inconceivable that one of the richest countries in the world can't do at least its bit in foreign aid, when you're supporting some of the poorest people in the world.
The Australian aid budget has already been cut twice. It already has contributed well above its weight in terms of the fiscal responsibilities in front of us and also in terms of the consideration by government. But really, its purpose isn't to save dollars. Its purpose is to save lives.
You know, look, these are times to be very careful about what we spend and what we don't spend. But I got to say, as an Australian, I am struggling at the moment with the possibility that the aid cuts that were announced earlier this year may well be further cut in the new year.
The fear is that the federal government could eat further into Australia's foreign aid spend in next week's budget update. Already, the foreign aid budget has been cut by $7 billion. Tim Costello is the chief executive of World Vision Australia.
20% of the budget cuts, or the budget savings in the May budget, came from aid. And it is unthinkable that it could happen again. It's unthinkable because what then is an Australian promise worth?
Overnight, the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, made a promise of her own. She announced the Australian government would contribute to the UN's Green Climate Fund.
I have been tasked by the Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, to announce today at this meeting that Australia will pledge a contribution of $200 million Australian dollars over 4 years to the Green Climate Fund. Our pledge to the Green Climate Fund will facilitate private sector-led economic growth in our region, the Indo-Pacific, with a particular focus on investment in infrastructure, energy, forestry and emissions reductions.
Mark Purcell is the Executive Director of the Peak Body for Aid Organisations, the Australian Council for International Development. It was ACFID which organised today's meeting in Melbourne.
Look, first of all, we are very pleased that the Australian Government has taken this step to contribute to the UN Green Climate Fund. It's important because it's in Australia's national interest to have a stable, sustainable region where climate change has been tackled. However, we're in a situation at the moment where there's a potential for further cuts to the aid budget. We don't think it's tenable to be robbing Peter to pay Paul. You can't be taking money that has been earmarked for helping achieve the Millennium Development Goals, for health and education, and then shifting it out into other programs, the Green Climate Fund. So there needs to be new additional funding for Australia's contribution to the fund in coming years.
John Connor, the Chief Executive of the Climate Institute, ending David Mark's report.